But first, let's hear about George's summer vacation.
Well, as we said yesterday, maybe the best thing about a break for us, whether it be in the summer or the winter, is the fact that we get to sleep. And I did get quality sleep during my break. I'm happy to report that there were several mornings when I did wake up somewhat early, like 7 o'clock, maybe a little bit before 7 o'clock, because I had things to do outside. And I know we haven't had 100 degrees yet, but it's still hot when it gets to 92 degrees and you have 100% humidity. But I got good sleep. And one thing that we didn't go to any exotic area for a extended stay. We did have one stay at, we were going to go to the lake for, we thought maybe 4 days. But remember, as we were going out on vacation, I still didn't have consistent running water at our house because we had a leak. Remember, we were waiting on the Michael Jordan of leak finders to locate exactly where we had this leak somewhere in our foundation. Well, I decided with some advice from some P1s, some really good advice from several different P1s who said, hey, try this company. Tried another plumbing company that could come out sooner than later. And they were able to come out and identify that we had a leak. It was in the foundation. And they could get it fixed in a couple of days. And that would save us 2 days of waiting on the Michael Jordan of leak detectors. So we decided to go with them. And so we went out Friday. That's when we went on vacation. They started digging underneath our foundation on Saturday. And by the way, for all the talk around town of, you know, it's really not that hot this year. That's easy to say if you get out of a air-conditioned home, get into an air-conditioned car, drive to an air-conditioned office, or maybe you're still working out of the house, and you're in your living room with the ceiling fan going, and you go out and check the mail and then come back in, or maybe you go out and exercise for 10 to 20 minutes. If you work outside, if you work up on a roof, you work in construction, or in this case, this crew that came out that Saturday, that first day we were on vacation, and you trench underneath someone's foundation, and they've got shovels, just your basic shovel, and then they've got some sort of jackhammer shovel too that they use once they got going. But I mean, it took them 8 hours to go 4 feet down and maybe 6 feet underneath their foundation. That is hot work. I felt really bad for those guys. I took them water. I took them some Gatorade because at the same time I was going out and doing some yard work while they were doing that. And I think that's what I did in my vacation more than anything is just sweat. I know it hasn't been that hot, but I did a lot of things outside, like pulling weeds and just some projects outside that I hadn't gotten around to, move some dirt. 88 degrees with high humidity is still miserable.
Oh, yeah.
It's still really, really hot. And I just felt like that's what I did most in my vacation was just sweat.
It is July in Texas.
Yeah. And I know it's not 100, but it's still hot. It's still flipping hot.
Why I always try to escape to the mountains if I can.
Yeah.
Because it's so refreshing to be up there in July knowing back in Dallas all I'd be doing is sweating.
And it is kind of a beaten down thought to know that we're just now heating up at the end of this week, and then we'll get to 100 here before too long, and then we have that all through August and into September. We still got a long way to go with the heat.
We will, but in my long range forecast,
what do you see?
I don't have us in the next 15 days really getting anywhere close to 100.
Okay.
95 the highest. Next week they're predicting highs in the 80s.
Oh,
we're getting a real break so far.
Boy, we are. What a weird summer this is.
I mean,
is.
You're right. We've had really high humidity, higher than normal. So it's still a sweat factory out there, but we're catching a bit of a break.
Okay, so would you rather have 88 and really humid or 100 and dry?
100 and dry.
I think I would too. And I know sometimes you have those great moments where you catch that breeze, and we've had some of those in some cloud cover, but Boy, working out in this stuff over the last couple of weeks, it's really, really hot. So they dug the tunnel, but after, and then they brought in the crew that was going to fix the pipe that was messed up a day later. And when they got under there, they still couldn't find the leak. They think that this went all the way back to when our house was built 13, 14 years ago. And that when they were pouring the foundation, that someone hit PVC with like a shovel, and it's been like this blemish on that pipe that over time just got worse and worse and finally broke. And I don't know how long it's been leaking, but after digging under the foundation, then they had to go through the side of the house, and it looks like...
through your side room?
No, it's through a bathroom, but it took out brick from the outside wall. It looks like we got hit by a mortar shell. Wow. We got a hole, still have it, in the side of our house. They did get to the pipe. They fixed it. And again, I have such a great appreciation now for running water. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing that when we just turn on that tap, we just expect it, either cold or hot. It's a wonderful thing to have running water once again, and I will never take water for granted again. I'm pretty good about not wasting water. I try to be good about that. Like, do y'all run the water when you're brushing your teeth, or do you just...
No. No, I can't stand people that do that. I've Why do people do that?
I don't know.
Is it just to avoid toothpaste soup in the basin?
Maybe. And I also know
that does get gross.
When they're doing dishes, maybe they're rinsing out dishes, they'll just leave the thing going as they... You know,
I know.
And I just look at that, and I know that's really old man of me, but it's just like, well, it's running water. You don't have to keep it running as you're walking around the kitchen.
But isn't the old man thing, it's wasting money. But the running water thing to me is wasting resources that are not money.
Yeah. You don't need a 30-minute shower. You don't need...
Well, Junior takes 30-minute showers.
Not 30.
You take long showers.
Keep it
showers.
Under 29, yeah. And I'll be fine with it. Yeah.
You don't run the water when you're brushing your teeth.
Nope.
And when you're rinsing dishes and you're stepping away from the sink, you turn off the sink, right?
Yeah, I'm very careful about, like, even water that I have in a water bottle or something. I'll never, if I'm done with it, just pour it out. I'll find a plant to water or something.
Yeah.
I give back to the earth.
That's good. That's good to hear that.
How long does water keep in a water bottle?
Well, I've wondered that, too.
Because, like, if I open a water bottle in my car, let's say, and I drink a quarter of it, I kind of tuck it down there in the side pocket of the door and...
Yeah, I heard you're not supposed to go back to it because of bacteria.
I know, that's what I hear, but then again, it's still water that's been treated, and I know I'm putting bacteria in it by drinking out of it and leaving it in a hot car, which seems like a breeding zone.
Yeah.
But have we gotten that weak? I mean, didn't human beings somehow stay on this planet?
Drink out of a creek.
Yeah, drinking out of creeks and mud puddles.
Yep.
And now I can't drink out of a bottle of water because I've drunk out of it before.
Yeah, I don't know. But we do have running water again. That's a blessed thing, and we have a hole in the side of our house.
How were you flushing the toilet before?
Filling up buckets ahead of time when we did have running water for like 10 minutes a day, not wanting to put water through the leak too long. And also,
did you try the method of just pouring it straight into the bowl?
Yeah, it doesn't work, dude.
It does, too.
I don't think so. Not as well as you pour it into the back.
I bet you it uses more, it takes more water, maybe, to fill
maybe
up
Maybe that's
the bowl.
It, yeah. But yeah, that was pretty beaten, carrying buckets to fill up toilets and all of that.
And didn't you say you had that rule in your house of if it's yellow, let it mellow, and if it's brown, flush it down?
Never heard that before. Never heard it before until just now.
That was so weird.
Until just now.
Hey, if you have a hole in the side of your house, are wild animals getting in?
No, I got a piece of plexiglass over it that I drilled holes through to,
what?
I guess, aerate a little bit because we do have a little bit of mold. That I also sprayed with bleach, and I'm hoping that doesn't spread.
Man, it sounds like your house is a teardown.
Yeah.
It might be.
That thing's
it
total.
Might be at this
mold
point.
And plumbing issues
it
and a
might
hole
be
in the side
point.
Of it.
But we did get to go to the lake, had some, got to confirm once again that I can't fish for beans, but I did fish. That's very relaxing to me. and got skunked on
it
four different
like it's
days.
Relaxing. It's not interrupted by any activity.
Right.
So
I did get hung up a couple times, but I had to break the line several times. Didn't catch anything, but it was fun to do that, to be out at the lake. That is my relaxing place. Just like you relax in the mountains, I love the lake, and mm-hmm. that was fun. And I was on the at the lake at the 4th of July, a friend of mine's house on Cedar Creek, and I kept telling him, I said, okay, we were fishing that morning and doing some things around the lake. I said, 11 o'clock, I've got to go inside the house. I've got to be a part of this July 4th tradition. And yes, it is the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. When I first saw George Shea 6-7 years ago, I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen, the way he introduces the competitors, including the man himself, Joey Chestnut, going for yet another title. Could he eat more than 75 hot dogs last year that got him the title? Yes, he did. He ate 76 to win the title once again in Coney Island. They did it inside a baseball field this year. And would you like to hear the awesome introduction?
Oh, yeah.
From George Shea, the man himself, the greatest hype man in sports.
What greater fortune have we in an endless universe of infinite matter and energy? We have been given consciousness to gaze upon it all and understand. What greater fortune have we to live in America, to stand side by side on the 4th of July, to behold this man. What greater fortune?
Jeez.
By the force of life itself, he is written on the world. A belief etched in the shining machinery of
keep in mind, he eats hot dogs.
Right.
Really fast, and a lot of them, but he eats hot dogs for all this.
And when history collapses, and existence has no meaning, he will just stand for his obligation. To fight at any cost for an idea, for a conviction, for freedom. For his is the blood of a nation, and his is ever onward, and to the breach. Pressing the charge.
First place just goes crazy.
That unbelievable buildup, and then the number one ranked eater in the world. Eater.
Such a disconnect, but I love it every 4th of July. Also thought about my dad on the 4th of July. That was his birthday, and came to the realization dad would have been 98 this
wow.
July 4th. How about that? Saw a lot of fireworks, too. It's amazing. If you ever go to a lake on the 4th of July, everyone's got their own supply that they go and, you know, those firework stands on the side of the road, and they buy boxes and mortar shells. It is a 7-hour fireworks show that you have around a lake. It's incredible.
I bet.
And hopefully we didn't have too many injuries this year. I know we had a very tragic event. I'm a hockey player.
Yeah.
I didn't hear too many reports around here of firework accidents, but it's kind of amazing we don't have more, given the amount that are shot off each year by people who just do it once a year.
We have to do fireworks talk tomorrow.
Yeah, we haven't done fireworks talk in a while.
Yeah,
I'm your man.
Okay.
I've spent
a lot
of money over the years on fireworks. Yeah.
Oh, really? You didn't get 2-for-1 or 3-for-1?
Oh, yeah, I got some of that, but still cost you a lot of money.
How can they always offer 3-for-1?
It's just a great deal they've got to celebrate America. Yeah, just in time to celebrate America.
Why not just mark the first one down 50% or 30% or
60%? No, you don't want to do that.
Speaking of celebrating America, tonight is Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. And coming up next, we're going to visit with a guy who's pitched in a lot of them, Nolan Ryan.